Yo, what up, what up, what up? Welcome to Gimme the Loop Podcast with Xavier Marley. What's up to all my looters out there? Man, what a day. Today, the video came out with Diddy and Cassandra Ventura, also known as Cassie. This video is from 2016. If you haven't seen it, please look it up. In this video, Diddy and Cassie was in the hallway of an Intercontinental Beverly Hills hotel in Century City. This hotel don't exist today. It went under due to COVID in 2022. They were fighting in the hotel. I guess Diddy threw her to the ground, gave her a couple of kicks. It was a gruesome video. Very gruesome. It was a disgusting video. That's my opinion on the video. Now, in Gimme the Loop, we have talked about Diddy. We have talked about the lawsuit that Cassie put on him. And just like I said in my original take, I thought that they had a toxic relationship. Now, when it came to all the sexual stuff, I did not think that happened. I still don't think it happened. If information comes out that that stuff actually happened, then I will come on this platform and I will apologize and I will acknowledge that I was wrong. Until then, I will stick by what I said. I said what I said. I said that they had a toxic relationship. I said that I thought that domestic violence was at play. There's several episodes where I talk on this. I can't remember one. I think it's Will Delete Later, where I actually go into the relationship of Diddy and I actually briefly mention it. This is during the time where the police went to his house and all three of his houses in New York, Miami, and in Los Angeles. I said that their relationship was toxic. I felt that they were both toxic. I think that there's both sides of the story. You don't last 15, 14 years with somebody without both sides being toxic. It just don't happen that way. I know a lot of people want to say that, you know, the woman is being battered and bruised and she stick with it for 14 years. I don't think it happened like that. I think that there was really good times that was there in the relationship and then it went sour. And I think it went sour on both ends. I think that's why they stay in these relationships, because there's a level of trauma bonding that goes on. Like I said, the video is really bad. One thing the video gives me, and it reminds me, if you are around my age, of Ray Rice. Ray Rice was an NFL football player on his way to being a Hall of Famer. Literally, he was a darling in the NFL. He got into a domestic violence situation in a hotel elevator with his girlfriend at the time, then became his wife. You know, the NFL was notified of it. They did suspend him. And then the video came out. And when the video came out, it was so gruesome. And this was a little bit before social media. It was, well, social media was around, but it wasn't as what we know it as today. And the hit that he, like, hit floor, he literally floored his wife. And at the time, it was his girlfriend. It was so gruesome. Ray Rice never played a football game a day in his life ever again. No matter how much he apologized, no matter how much work that he did, he worked on himself, he was suspended indefinitely from the NFL. They never let him back in. And it sucks. It sucks because that was the standard where people just didn't want to forgive people anymore. You know, back in the day, people around Diddy's age, they got forgave by the public. I mean, that's just the way it was back in those days. People did things that were wrong. The public acknowledged it. They have their opinions on it. But for the most part, you get forgiven and then you continue to do your career, right? There's a balance in your career, not in the social media era. I mean, the way society is today, we are living in a time where people are morality police. Everybody's so consumed whether something is right or wrong. There's no mistakes. Best believe, ladies and gentlemen, if Malcolm X was alive today, and let's say if he was the same age he was back in the day, except he was born in the 80s. Malcolm X wouldn't be able to become the man he became. Not in this generation, right? They will hold it over the top of his head that he was Detroit Red, that he slept with white women, that he committed robberies. They would use every excuse to not listen to him, even if he was right. This is the way society is today. Luckily, Malcolm X grew up in the 50s and in the 40s, and he was able to outlive Detroit Red and become Malcolm X or Malik Shabazz. He was able to become both. He was actually able to become Malcolm X, and then he was actually able to become Malik Shabazz, as crazy as that is, in that short amount of time before he was slain in 1965 in the Audubon Theater in Harlem, New York. Malcolm X was able to become who he was to become. And then that brings me back to Diddy, because this situation happened 8 years ago in 2016. March 2016. So that's over 8 years now. 8 years and about 2 months. This situation happened. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Now, I don't know how CNN got the video. I know people are going to hear this, and I know people going to be like, so why does that matter how they got the video? Because it does matter, right? It does matter. Hit pieces matter, right? Oh, especially when I'm talking on this platform, we go over hit pieces. If there's a hit piece out there that to be talked about, we're going to talk about it. We're not going to shy away from hit pieces. I know we're living in a time where people just like to hear headlines. Even when I posted on social media today, the girl was like, the time don't matter. It does matter. Because now the statute of limitation is up. So if you advocating for the justice of Cassie, she can't get justice because it's after statute of limitation. It's been 8 years. I think in California it's 5 years. In 3 years from certain crimes. I think misdemeanors is a certain time period. I think 1 to 3 years for certain misdemeanors. I think civil is like a year or 2 years, depending on where you at. So California got a different type of crime. This happened in Los Angeles. So yes, time does matter. And why was it released now? Who released it? These are questions that we have to ask. And it seemed like I come from a time where we ask things like that. I don't know what happened to us. You know what I mean? Like, people don't want to ask any questions no more. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Nobody wants to ask the right questions. Where was this video at? Why was this video dormant for 8 years? Why it never got out to the public? Why is it out to the public now? Is this a hit piece? Is this an organized hit? Is this the powers may be trying to bring Sean Puffy Combs down? Now, that doesn't excuse him for his actions. Like I already recognized, the video was disgusting. It was wrong, and I don't stand by it. My mother experienced domestic violence. I don't stand by any domestic violence. And I experienced domestic violence in relationships I've been in too, where women felt like they could put their hands on me. I'm not here for it. And I don't hit women, but I'm not here for it. So I don't stand and support what Diddy did. But as a man, I understand that that as a man, you continue to evolve. And I know since 2016, Diddy has dealt with a death in his life. The mother of his children, Kim Porter. And I know people use her online like, oh my God, what did he do to Kim? And they need to open up the case. Stop the fucking gossip. Stop the gossip. It's a serious thing. That was the mother of his children. Now, if you don't care about him, I'm asking you to have grace for them. She left two little girls on this world with that man. Stop. Stop with the nonsense. Kim Porter was taken away. She was sick. She was suffering from pneumonia and she died. A horrible death because you're really sick to the point you can't breathe. It's almost like COVID times two. Matter of fact, that's what most people die from COVID of. Same thing with HIV. Pneumonia took out a lot of people. who had HIV as a core morbidity or COVID as a core morbidity. Same thing, worked the same way. And it suffocates your body to the point you can't breathe. It's a horrible death. Stop bringing up her death. What the fuck is wrong with people? So Diddy has experienced something that was horrible. Now, I could be a human and still hold him accountable. I could have empathy and still hold him accountable. Now, I recognize that he did wrong in the video, and I recognize that he put men across the world in a dangerous spot. But I will say this. I don't think Diddy's the same person as he was in that video. It's been 8 years. That's a long time. People could learn in 8 years. People could go to prison and become different people in 8 years. 8 years is a long time. And I recognize that. I recognize that, and I think the public should too. I think the public should recognize that he could have experienced some type of change. Now, let me get to Diddy's people. All the lawyers, the PR reps, the marketers, you guys could have got on top of this. Y'all could have put out a statement when the lawsuit happened that some things in that lawsuit was real. And you could admit that the relationships were tumultuous and there was trauma and things that happened. You could have came clean. You could have did an interview with Charlamagne Tha God or anybody else out in the industry that will give you a chance or an opportunity to speak. Or you could have did a podcast on yourself where you open up, or an episode or a recording on your own where you open up and you talk about the things that are going on. And you be honest about this. You could have got out on this. But the lawyers, I get it. They're trying to minimize the risk. And minimize the risk is acting as if nothing happened. Well, this is my problem with Diddy outside of the video. There was men who came out in defense of you. Not defending your actions, but defending the fact that they was prosecuting you in the court of public opinion. And it was up to you to tell the truth. You knew there was a video out. You knew that video existed. And you could have got in front of that. What goes in the dark must come to light. But unfortunately, you make men look bad. You giving a bone for them feminist, dry pussy bitches to get hype over. And they're going to use that. And they're going to say, you know what? See? He is a bad guy. See? All men are liars. See? Women are all unprotected. See? Women are fucking being beaten and bruised. Knowing that this time in history is the safest time for women in the course of history. This is the safest time for women, especially in America. You're living in America, you're fucking safe. This is the safest time. Genghis Khan was making bitches get on their knees and kill their husbands in front of them and turn them into his wives. This is the safest time for women in the course of history. But yet, these miserable fucking people online. And I'm going to get to you online, motherfuckers. Y'all miserable. Y'all sit behind a computer and writing think pieces because your life ain't shit. Meanwhile, for the last 2 years, we have normalized Blueface and Krishan. We have watched them beat the shit out of each other. We thought it was cute. We watched their reality shows. We put laughing emojis. Last week, we fucking toyed around with Kendrick Lamar. We said it wasn't a big deal that he beat on Whitney. We said it wasn't a big deal. This is what I'm talking about. We don't keep the same energy. And now people online is acting like this video is the worst thing they ever saw. Stephen A. Smith, Cedric the Entertainer, Slim Thug. Y'all acting like this is the worst video you ever saw. When 2 weeks ago, a trans man ran over a man 3 times, got out the car, slit his neck, and gave him a kiss on the cheek. in 4K. And video after video of shootings and all types of shit is flooding our fucking timelines. And yet today, because it's Diddy, we acting like this is the first or the wildest video we ever saw. Like we didn't see Blueface and Krishan beating the shit out of each other to a fucking pulp. And then making millions off of it. No, black culture is fucked up. And we don't tell the truth about it. Yes, Diddy was wrong. He was wrong. But that's a fucking relationship. And everybody in America is living in toxic relationships, cheating on each other, lying to each other, being selfish with each other, not listening to each other, not being partners to each other. We all fucking toxic. We all ain't living right. That's why I said Biden don't come out and he don't talk about the truth. He don't talk about the truth. He don't talk about the fact that we're not getting married anymore. Or we're not having kids and marriages anymore. Kids, period, anymore. Because we're all living toxic and selfish lives. We always putting our own fucking greed over with the betterment of society. Biden don't talk about that. And I call that shit out. We all ain't living right. Nah, Diddy got an ego problem. He got an ego problem. And I hope this brings him down to reality. Now, I'm not one of those people that's trying to end Diddy and Diddy is done. That's the headline you're going to see. Diddy is done. Diddy ain't done. Diddy's going to reinvent himself because that's what dudes like that do. They can't stop. They won't stop. That's what they believe in. He's going to keep going. It's going to be something else he's going to go into. Same thing with 50. 50 was a gangster rapper. What happened to 50? He got in the TV. He reinvented himself. He has a whole book. I think it's called Hustle Hard. Beautiful book. Salute to 50. Beautiful fucking book. I mean, one of the best books I ever read 2 years ago. Beautiful fucking book. And if you're in the business, please read that book. Please read that book. I read a lot of okay books. Fat Joe book. It was okay. It was good. It was good. It was a good memoir. It was good. But 50 book? Gems. Gems. I mean, it was gem after gem after gem. Bro, listen. 50, and 50 talks about this. When you flying high too long, when you look like you winning too long, in America, we want to see people fail. This is Diddy time to fall. We like that shit. When you fall and you rise from the fucking ashes. The problem with Diddy is the people around him is trying to prevent his fall. Diddy, go ahead and fall, brother. Brother Love, go ahead and fall and then come back up. That's what you should do. Go ahead and fall. So, I'm done with this topic. I'm sure there's going to be more information coming out. He's made positive strides into knocking down the cases that are out right now, but this doesn't help him. Somebody, the powers may be, put out that fucking video. And they're trying to derail him because that video was a part of her lawsuit. And now everybody, this is how crazy, when the lawsuit dropped, everybody focused on the freak-offs. Everybody focused on the freak-offs, and everybody focused on the sex and the drugs. But this was right in the middle of the lawsuit, and no one said a damn thing, because it wasn't important. But now that the video is out, and it's a visual representation of proof, now everybody's making it the center of importance. And you're going to see all the media come out and talk about it. And everybody's going to have their opinions. It's Friday. So by Monday, it'll be filtered out. Everybody coming out. My son. Untold freedom, my son. Coming out talking about it's the most cowardice thing. My son, you robbed a cab driver, son. You robbed a cab driver for $7. And did 7 years in prison. A man that was going, that was working hard for his family. You robbed him. You a fucking coward. But salute to you for calling him out. But you still a coward too. I don't like people that grandstand for social media presence. And that's what happening. Van from TMZ that used to work at TMZ, he's getting called out right now. Van Lathan, he's getting called out right now. I don't like people that do that, that grandstand. I don't like it. I don't like it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like it, man. Before I go, I do want to mention Drake and Kendrick Lamar. I did have a Drake episode. I did record. Honestly, I didn't put it out. I didn't feel like putting it out. Be honest with you. What I felt about it, do I think Drake lost? I think that's the real question. No, I don't. I don't think Drake lost. I don't think it was no loss to it. Did I think Kendrick outdid Drake in the battle? Yeah, sure. Yeah. He got the biggest hit out of it. I don't know what that means, right? I don't know what that means. When did we start doing that? How long did we start doing it? Who makes the better hit? If that was what it was, I think Drake should have made a better song. He should have been more into song making, but I think Drake was more into war mode. And, hey, man, it was set up for him to lose anyway. He was going to lose regardless because a lot of people want to see him lose. And that goes back into it. In America, we want to see people lose. We want to see people fall. Drake been winning too long. We want to see people fall. Why do you think we watch Floyd Mayweather for so many years? Because we wanted to see him lose. Never saw it, but we wanted to see him lose. So we continue to watch. Why do you think we continue to watch him now? When he got these wild fights with Logan Paul and shit like that. Because we want to see him lose. We know it's not going to happen. But it's the euphoric feeling that he may lose. So we continue to tune into him. Knowing his fights are boring. Salute to Floyd, but it's boring compared to the normal watcher. If you're a boxing lover, if you're a combat fight lover, you're going to love Floyd. You're going to consider him a GOAT. You're going to respect his game. But if you're just a casual, it's boring. Because he really takes the art of boxing serious. He actually boxes, right? He actually counts points and do things in a ring that an average casual person is not going to understand. So that's why we tune in to Floyd. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I think just people want to see Drake lose. The only time Drake would have won, if he was like, it guaranteed he would have smashed out Kendrick. Like, ran over Kendrick. Back to back Kendrick. That is the only way he wins. Kendrick, it's easier for Kendrick to win than Drake to win. That's basically what I'm saying. Like, it's easier for Drake to lose and it's easier for Kendrick to win in this battle. He had a long walk up the hill to anything. That's just the reality of it. So that's what I really think about it. I think that Kendrick obviously had the biggest record, so I'm gonna have to say he edged him out that way. But man, my real opinion, I think it was 2-2. You know? I think Push Ups was a better record than Euphoria. That's my personal taste. And I thought Family Matters was better than Meet the Grams, right? And I thought Not Like Us was better than The Heart Part 6. And then what's the other one? Oh, can't remember. Can't remember. I know a lot of people. Oh, people didn't like the AI joint. So 616 in LA, since society wasn't fucking with the TaylorMade joint, I thought the TaylorMade was good. I thought both of the West Coast. I thought Drake West Coast song was good. Because I miss hearing beats like Dr. Dre. And then I thought the Mustard beat with Not Like Us or whatever that song is called. I thought that was good. I don't know. That's my opinion on it. I'm really not really tuned in like that. Like, I'm really kind of over it. I've always been over it. I've always been over the battle before it start. But it is what it is. That's my take on it. Man, I'm going to holler at y'all. Yeah, man, just a crazy, wild event with this video coming out. And I really want to fuck Diddy up because it does piss me off that now people is using it as a way to say, like, you know, you don't need proof because believe all women. It pushes the believe all women narrative. And I think if you had this video out, Diddy, you could have made a statement. you could have really made a statement and addressed it. Like, you could have really did a real heart-to-heart when you broke it down and you really opened up about the things that you were dealing with and the lifestyle that you were going with. You could have got ahead of this. And not even like a fucking politician, just as a human, you could have got ahead of this. So I don't know who a part of your fucking PR team. I don't know what lawyers you got on your back, but you need to get rid of them because them white people were leading you into just public disarray. Public ain't going to ever forgive you. And this is what I'm talking about. Even if you would have admitted, at least you would have had time to explain and give a logical explanation, and then people would have been able to fuck with you from that, right? It would have been like, well, people wouldn't hear you, and then people not going to hear you. And then you at least give that up to the people to judge. But when you got a take like that with no sound or nothing, and they seeing you kick that girl, they don't have no room to believe you, fam. I'm telling you, Ray Rice is a smart guy. He does motivational speaking, everything. But that video still drowns him out every single time. Just the way it is, man. I'd rather you had went from a place of redemption. If you really did redeem yourself. Because I know it's been a couple of years. I know you ain't the same person. That's what that video just really, just the fact that you just keep making the wrong moves in this era. This is not like back in the day where famous people control the news. They don't. You can't pay the news not to report your story anymore. Social media will keep on bringing it to the day you die. They'll keep on bringing it up because we got more miserable people. And they got voices now. Voices, ladies and gentlemen. Voices. Anyway, I'm out of here. Peace.